Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Yes, indeed, it's time for your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I know, it's a rarity. It's the 19th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. And we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Bye-bye, Beats 1. Yes, apparently Apple took a look at their offerings for radio stations, quote-unquote, and they looked at Beats 1 and said, yeah, you gotta go. So they're launching two new stations and a little bit of rebranding. Apple Music Country and Apple Music Hits. Beats 1 will be just known as Apple Music 1, our original. Apple, of course, is doing this to compete with the likes of Pandora and even Spotify, so they can be your number one music curator. Now, as you probably would have guessed, Apple Music Country, yeehaw, yeah, it's gonna focus on country music. Apple Music Hits, well, yes, of course, that'll be your top 40 there. All the hits that are happening nowadays, which I've completely lost track of personally. That's called old age. As far as Apple Music 1 goes, yes, the renamed Beats 1, it will actually be a combination between Apple Music Hits and Apple Music Country. Get ready for NVIDIA GeForce Gaming now on Chromebooks? Yeah, that's right. Yes, apparently NVIDIA has just made this possible with GeForce Now Cloud Streaming Service, which has currently launched in beta for Chrome OS as of yesterday. Now, of course, you're not going to be gaming on every Chromebook. You at least need an Intel Core M3, or even later, probably best an i3, i5, or i7 processor, Intel HD Graphics 600 or higher, and yes, you're going to need 4 GB or higher of RAM. Plus, your internet connection? Yeah. That's where it really counts. 25 megabits is definitely recommended. I would say a little faster. So actually, when you look at the Chromebook list, a lot of those recommended specs, yeah, most of the Chromebooks don't, they don't have it. Nonetheless, though, if you think your Chromebook's got the horsepower, give it a try at play.geforcenow.com. And finally, well, from Chromebooks, of course, we go over to Google and their maps.
Ooh, they look so pretty.
Actually, Google Maps is being completely redesigned to help make it a little easier to distinguish between natural features in the environment, whether it be those mountains or ice caps, deserts, beaches. Yeah, you get the idea. Now, currently, the new maps will be available in 220 countries, and those are pretty much in the territories that actually currently support Google Maps. Google said they use satellite imagery for the basis for its redesign of the maps, and also incorporating a new color map algorithmic technique. In other words, yeah, they apply a little extra tech on top. The results, though, have to be said, look pretty good. Definitely more detailed and a lot nicer to look at. Got a story and no one else is listening? We'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there and sample all the great BTN podcasts. And if you love the news show, we could use your support over there, too. It really is your donations each and every month that keep the news show up and running, and we really can't do it without your support. So if you love what we do here at the news show, consider donating to us today at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And thank you so much for your support. Find us, of course, on Facebook at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a funky, happy hump day. And thank you, as always, for listening.